Are you a public sector worker with a dream of starting your own business? This may be something you've been dreaming about for years, or the idea may have hit you suddenly. But regardless of the source, let's say you've identified that business idea and have come to a point where you have to balance the dream with reality. So you begin to ask yourself the question, am I really ready to start a business? Yes? No? Yes? But you need financial support from an investor or financial institution. Well, here's some good news. The Self-Start Fund, the SSF, has embarked on a program to educate and make access to its loan products easier for public sector workers who want to start a business or increase their existing business output. Established by the government in 1983, the SSF provides loans to micro and small entrepreneurs as well as to individuals who are unable to access financing from traditional institutions. General Manager of the SSF, Sesvin Hamilton, says the initiative for public sector workers is part of efforts to promote entrepreneurship and facilitate the growth and viability of the micro, small and medium enterprise MSME sector.
Public sector workers are not excluded from business people. Yes, they work with government, but I'm sure that with the right permission and declaration of your position, the government would not have a problem in a public sector, say, doing business that is not interfering with their regular daily business.
Already, the SSF has been visiting government ministries, departments, and agencies to highlight and promote the product offerings. Mr. Hamilton is appealing to public sector workers with an interest to approach the SSF for assistance.
We have just started to tell all the public sector workers that are involved that they can actually think business outside of their regular employment. Just make sure that they don't take government time, paid for time, to run their business. And make sure that they clear it to their supervision. Because I'm sure it would be nice that your supervisor know that you have a business. And that you're not taking your company time, your government paid for time to run that business.
Under the initiative, public sector workers will be able to use their salaries as a form of collateral when accessing loans from the SSF. The SSF lends to persons who own a business, want to own a business, or have viable projects. Loans are valued up to a maximum of $750,000 at an interest rate of 23% per annum. Mr. Hamilton says applicants may be involved in agriculture, trading, services, the creative industry, and manufacturing-type businesses.
Our loan policy admits everyone or all persons doing business, and in particular, small and micro business. We do interview them for and we provide them with an application form which sets out quite a lot of documents that they have to produce for us to establish that they are a legitimate business. And we give them the freedom to be in any sector of business.
The general requirements for applying for a loan are provision of tax registration number, valid ID, 2 certified passport-sized photographs, 3 recent utility bills in applicant's name, pro forma invoice, business plan, cash flow statement, job letter and payslip if applicable, and completed application form. The SSF is proud of its work in paving the way for several micro-organizations over its 30-year history and is keeping hope alive as rebranding takes place and it makes way for greater accomplishments.
The government of Jamaica is really serious about developing its MSME. Because that is the way to progress. That is the way to increase the productivity aspect of Jamaica. That is the way to improve the GDP. So this is a serious effort.
General Manager of the SSF, Sesvin Hamilton. For more information on the offerings of the SSF, visit the offices at 10A Parkington Plaza, Kingston 10, or call 929-844-122.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.